Hello everyone, welcome back to Good Deeds with Marshall. I'm your host, Marshall.
And I am Deeds.
Thank you. Welcome back to Good Deeds with Marshall, where we talk about whatever we want because it's our show, not yours.
Pretty much. And we are recording in a new studio.
Brand new studio.
So if you hear a cat or walking around, just assume it's a ghost.
I mean, it possibly is.
You it never could be.
Know. You know, in this new studio, I love this echo. It's very, it's great, you know.
For, gives a natural vibrato.
You know, that's what I was going for, yes. Right. Thank you so much for your assisticants on that.
New word of the day, assisticants.
Assisticants, look it up. Cool. How are you? It's been so long.
Oh, remember we said we'd never talk about time? We did it yesterday. It hasn't been long. What are you talking about?
As I die.
It was
what a week ago. What I meant was, how are you? How have you been since the last time we recorded?
Great. I moved.
Yay.
I think I graduated. I passed all my classes.
I mean, that's a plus.
But they still haven't sent me out my grad email. And then lo and behold, I got an email saying, now you have to wait until May 24th to find out if you graduate. I'm like, bitches, you said it was May 20th.
I mean, you know, that's just timing, you know. Timing is everything.
I just want to know.
According to the hit Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's a hit?
I mean, she had a hit, you know, once upon a time.
In Glee?
Actually, no. In her own motion picture entitled Country Strong. It's a beautiful film. I mean,
really. Oh, right. I just vaguely remember Leighton Meester,
the other guy, Brad Pitt, Paul Brandt, Brad Paisley. What was his
Brad
name?
Brad Pitt was
it? Tim McGraw. It was someone.
It was none of those previous actors, but you. Those were just actors you were going to get to the
I'm
right
pretty
guy.
Sure it was Tim McGraw.
Because I'm like, Brad Pitt was in a country movie.
I mean, he sings the Whiskey Lullaby, correct?
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Brad Paisley?
Brad Paisley.
Pitt is an actor married to Angelina Jolie and then recently divorced.
Oh, well, what is Tim McGraw sing? Like, when you think Tim McGraw, like that, right?
Who sings that song that I like, you do in your deep voice? Can you do it?
No.
Just, come on.
I'm not
this echo
do it.
Will go to waste.
I mean, I feel like, you know, like...
Baby.
Please.
Baby.
Do not validate
Baby.
Me. Maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Put
you,
some...
Twist my. That's all I know.
That's literally all I know.
I don't know any of the rest of the song.
Put some music.
Put some music on.
That's not how I roll.
Nice and slow. That's nice and slow. I believe me. I don't know the rest of the song.
Okay, how about you start it off, and then I'll come in and I'll save you and I'll do the exact same voice.
I thought we weren't
gonna
sing on my podcast anymore.
No, that was you. That
copyright
was you.
Issues, right?
Honestly, given
maybe
how
maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Put some music on that's soft and slow.
You know,
baby,
it would have been really
no
good
go.
If they said put on some music that you can find on the radio. I mean, that's just
seems
like...
Oh, let's try that.
1, 2, 3. Maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Put some music on the radio.
No. Put some music that you can find on the radio.
Oh,
play some music that can be found on the radio.
I may have to switch it up a bit because it's one too many syllables, but we'll see.
Okay, sure. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Put some music that you find on the radio.
Yeah, no. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Sashay away.
That's
please.
Copywritten TM.
Exactly.
Trademark RuPaul.
You know, we're probably going to get sued now thanks to
I don't think anyone
our
cares
lack
enough.
Of,
what, do,
you know,
what do we make off of this?
Negative 29 cents.
Pretty much.
Basically, you know.
Our time, which is okay.
Time is money,
guys. Okay, recently, like on the topic before we got into this, creating music and magic in this beautiful
because
echoey
we're songstresses.
Space. Oh my god!
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, before then. So on top of moving, Marshall also moved.
I
not
did
to the same place.
No,
different, a town away.
You don't miss me that much.
I do a lot. I'm so lonely. But before then, we did these things. How much info? It's not like secret stuff. We did Emerge auditions, and if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much auditions that welcome all graduating performance majors who are emerging onto the scene, as it were, for theater, film, and what have you. And we go there, and we, it's really expensive. It was really, I'm sad, guys, I'm so broke. Anyways, negative 29 cents, I mean, come on.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, but we go there, and we audition, and they, if they like us, they invite us to audition again.
Just really quick, what is your audition prep?
For any audition?
Yeah, basically. What's step one?
Figure out my timeline with my schedules.
Okay.
And then...
And step two?
I pick a monologue or a performance piece or a song that I like.
Cool. And step three?
I read the play that I'm auditioning for, and if it's like a mess of plays that haven't yet to be created yet, I just try and envision myself auditioning and then getting the part.
Ooh, personification. I like that. And step four.
Isn't personification the, like, this blanket right here, becoming a person or having a personality?
We don't have
like...
blankets in our studio. What are you talking about?
Oh dear, Robitussin. Remember that?
We will cut that out. Deidre.
Yeah.
Ask me what my audition prep is.
But you. Okay, but then we have to get back to talking about Emerge. Because I have to let them know something.
No, you don't.
I have to. Marshall is so important.
What?
Guys, what? We got called. We got the call. To perform or to audition for.
Okay, slow your roll. It was an email.
And then for also like an agency seeked us. I'm not going to say their name because what if we don't get it? That would be embarrassing. But like an agency.
I think it's embarrassing, and, you know, you mentioning this and, because.
You also found it embarrassing when I was telling people about our podcast.
Well, I wasn't embarrassed. I'm just like, you know, like, don't share too much. But, you know, ask me what my audition prep is.
Okay. Rewind. Marshall?
Yes.
Dude, what's your audition prep
okay,
like?
So basically what I do, okay, so like, I take 20 minutes to myself, I pray, I do the thing where you like sit in quiet for a little bit and you like hum a lot. I do that for a little bit. 17.7 seconds. And then I get a bite to eat. I open a bag of Doritos, and I just eat the whole bag.
Is this your prep or just your what your morning looks like?
Both. And and once I'm, you know, content, I'm full, I'm relaxed, I choose a monologue. And then, you know, I go over the monologue, I read the play, I develop the personification, I guess we can call it. And then
That's not what that word means.
I just like rehearse, you know. And then I go on with my day because, you know, life's too short to not go on with your day. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I was really curious about how your day goes.
I bet you were. I bet you were.
And it makes me question.
What is your morning routine?
I don't eat a bag of Doritos.
Why not?
Because, like, I eat, like, other things. Like, I make a smoothie. Like, sometimes when I'm trying to be healthy, I wake up and I stretch. And then I make a smoothie with like banana and Greek yogurt and berries.
You're so extra.
And then I sometimes make eggs with it or oatmeal.
Wait,
will
you put eggs in your smoothie?
No.
Don't, like, aren't you afraid you're gonna get like salmonella?
No, because I don't do that. And if I do that, it would be like, I imagine a Rocky slow like scene with like Eye of the Tiger playing in the background. You know that song? It's the Eye of the Tiger, it's the thrill of the hunt, rising up to the challenge of our rivals.
You know, that song, I feel like it could be our national anthem. Why isn't it our national anthem?
Because back in the, like, late 70s, they submitted a couple of songs to be the Canada national anthem, and they chose the less racist one. More inclusive.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. So aside from that, where are we? We have discussed
your morning routine. We're graduating.
You've moved.
We're
on the road to graduation.
And we're auditioning. We're also on the road auditioning for
shit. On the road auditioning for things. You know, just living the dream, living life, doing all of that stuff. Tell me, when was the last time you went shopping?
Like, non-necessity goods?
Both.
Well, as we were saying, we were on the road, and I picked up an orange juice and Pop-Tarts for us to eat tomorrow. Not the orange juice. The orange juice is my sister's. We can ask her if we can have some. But, like, Pop-Tarts for our breakfast.
Did you know that Pop-Tarts are one step away
from taking over the world?
Basically, one Pop-Tart is equivalent to clay. I mean, I read that somewhere. I don't know if it's true, but...
I have a guy I work with named Clay.
That's a nice name, I think.
Yeah.
Being tall is an asset, I think, in this world. Actually, no. I saw a video the other day about, like, what humans are going to look like in, like, a lot of years. And they said that we were going to be taller because, like, if you, like, look back at, like, the history and the statistics.
We
were really short. And then every generation gets taller and taller.
And so, you know, like, why? We get taller so that we can reach the oxygen that's slowly going away.
Actually, the higher up you go, the oxygen gets less.
Maybe our bodies are training... This makes no sense, but it makes all the sense. Because we're graduating university.
I think, you know, the trees are growing. The trees are getting taller. And, you know, pretty soon, we're not going to have trees on the ground. And we're going to have to pick the trees. And that's why we're taller.
So they're growing taller, but they're not attached to the ground anymore?
They're attached to the ground, but not the leaves, you see. The leaves is what we need. That's, science.
Because the leaves make the paper leaves.
Basically.
Leaves of paper.
Basically. And we need to pick those because ladders are going extinct.
This is what 5 years of university gave to us. Basically. This is the knowledge we have.
I also, on that same video, it, like, mentioned, like, Mars and, like, how, like, you know, we're going to live on Mars soon. And, like, people born on Mars because, like, you know, gravitational pull isn't as strong. They're going to be taller, allegedly. I mean, this is all alleged.
Are you sure this isn't a Greg MacArthur play?
No, I watched the video, but I'm sure, you know, that it's in there.
Mars
as well.
Ain't a place to raise your kids?
I mean, I've read that.
Did this video rip off Greg?
I don't MacArthur? Know. I have no validity. I didn't check the facts or the sources. I just watched the video.
Because we never check the facts or sources here.
I mean, why would you?
Why do you need to tell the truth?
To make entertainment? You know what? You can't handle the truth. You got that?
What is that from? That movie?
Guess.
Robert De Niro's in it.
Nope.
What?
I think more Samuel L. Jackson, but not.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Snakes on the Plane.
The other one.
Jurassic
the
Park.
The other Samuel guy.
He was in Jurassic Park.
No, he was not in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he was in The Shining. No, he was an old scientist in Jurassic Park that died right away. Well, like at the beginning with the fat
guy. That's really sad. And the fact that you're laughing at him is very rude. No, but
is
this
it wrong that I call that actor a fat guy?
I think so. I'm offended.
He was typecasted.
As a fat person, I know you guys can't see me, but as a member of the fat community, I'm offended.
I jiggle quite a lot. Does that make me fat?
I mean, whatever you do in your spare time is none of my business, so don't get it twisted. Jack Nicholson, that's his name. Shining guy.
No, I know who that is.
Yeah.
But you don't know the movie, do you?
I watched the movie, A Few Good Men.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
It's like a really good movie. I saw it like once and it was just like, bless.
Hey, Libra.
Yeah.
What time of the day is it? I mean,
it's like, it's half past the monkey's ass, thanks for asking.
Guess what?
What?
It's our horoscope. Yay!
Can I just say, okay.
We have to do our...
Yay! Can I just say, this is like the first time you actually got it right. And it's not because you had it ready like prior to this.
Guys, I just painted my nails because, you know, my nails are what's going to define if I get a role from tomorrow's audition. And this fool was trying to make me go into my bag, grab my phone, get the horoscopes ready. And I'm like, nah, brah, it's up to you to get that. And he's like, nah, you do it. Your nails are dry. And then he kept trying to grab my hand. And I'm like, nah, you're gonna mess up my hand nails. And then I'm not going to get the part. And then I'm going to be poor for forever. And then he's like, nah, bitch, that's my plan. Because I want to get your part. I want to be mama. That's right. I am the only mom. This is what just went down before we started.
Where are you going with this? None of this making sense. First of all, none of that took place, I can assure you. I simply asked her to grab the device so that she could do her job and look up the horoscopes, and she refused. I'm sorry if I had to ask nicely and then, you know, ask again and then ask like a third time.
He was trying to sabotage my nails.
And then the 10th time she actually did it. I'm sorry. You know, I'm efficient. Sorry. I'm a hard worker.
Why are you apologizing when you don't mean it?
I mean, because...
That's not true, Canadian.
I mean, it is what it is.
Back to horoscopes. Jokes, guys. I made that whole thing up. I'm such a good entertainer and actor. I totes sounded like Marshall. I totes sounded like an enunciation.
Right.
Anyways, I am not so, this tired.
So, what is my horoscope say?
Okay, your horoscope? Okay, do you want me to do it in one of those voices?
Okay. Yeah, do it in like a Valley Girl accent because like it's not...
Okay. Marshall.
Sure.
Don't hesitate to say the obvious today, Libra, even if it sounds corny. Many times people hesitate to say what they really feel because they think it's obvious to everyone. Like, the truth of the matter is that most people aren't mind readers and probably aren't picking up on the subtle signals that you send out. Help them by speaking frankly.
First of all, it's subtle. You know, that speaks to me. I feel like a lot of the time, but actually though.
I feel like I say that to you all the time to
I think
speak
so.
Out more.
I am so, I'm just a shy southern boy. No, I don't say a lot of things, and that's, you know.
Well, I feel like sometimes you literally, like, you combat someone and you say, this is what I mean, but it's going on in your mind, and you don't say it out loud, so you assume that they know. Because I know sometimes you do that with me, and then I have to be like, I don't know what you're thinking right now, what do you want? But you guys, Marshall's been really good at speaking up. Because he kind of has to. When he has, like, a friend like me, I'm too daft. I don't understand sarcasm that much. Too honest, so he has to speak up, otherwise we get nothing accomplished.
I just don't like to talk.
Okay, you're gonna do
next
mine.
Next question.
Okay, you're gonna do mine now. Can I choose yours?
Wait,
I want a deep, manly, southern accent.
Well, I can try. Hello. Feel free to break ties with certain people right now. You may be overextending your emotional bank account by investing too much of yourself in others' lives. You may not even realize how much this sort of action taxes you until you rid yourself of unnecessary baggage, make phone calls shorter, and time in the tub longer.
Wait, can you do that last line again? That was so cool.
Make phone calls shorter. And time in the tub longer.
He's looking at me like with this Clint Eastwood like look.
I love
where
her.
Clint Eastwood is a man.
Okay. What do you have to say? You know, I think this is really good. Because what I, you just like, you know, shaded me with all your tea about me being someone who doesn't speak up. Thank you very much. You know, this speaks to you on a really special level. I feel because you're so, what was the word you used? Daft? Yeah.
It's I feel okay when I say it.
Often,
it's okay when you say it.
Oftentimes, you don't, And, like, we've talked about this prior, about how you sort of, like, you don't know when someone is, like, you know, being mean, or you're not sure if, like, can, you know, all of that stuff. You're unaware,
when someone's being a dick to me?
Yeah, basically. Or, like, you don't know when it's time to cut ties. I think this speaks really well to you, because, like, there comes a time in your life when you have to just, you know, cut someone's hair off. And then, you know, tell them bye.
You're so right. Maybe we should do accents now to show our acting skills whenever we do horoscopes.
I mean, haven't we been doing accents?
Isn't our life an accent?
I mean, my life is one huge accent, really.
We should try talking in an American accent right now. You know, when our O's become A's.
Yeah, you talk. Can do that.
Talk.
I'll, you know, talk like myself.
So, the thing is, both horoscopes are actually really spot on with us right now.
That horoscope was my entire life. The whole...
Because it's you wanting to, like, reach out to people, but not knowing when.
Or what to say, exactly.
To, right? Like, not... Because, like, I find that, like, maybe, like, you are, like, a sassy person, and I feel like that's, like, a protective layer you put out there, right? So you can... And you're also younger than me, so, like, you, no tea, no shade, like, that kind of speak. You do it a lot, right? With, like, people you get into argument. Not me, because I'm too deaf for that. But, like, you do it a lot to others, and I find that rather than come out and say it because you don't know how to say it or what say it, but sometimes you rely on those, like, shady speakings, and then nothing gets...
And then I just sound like a jerk.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you're intended to be a jerk or that you really want to hurt someone deeply, because I feel like you're way more mature than that, but I also feel like sometimes you struggle with it a little bit. But the cool thing about our relationship is because we're so different, we're helping each other out in that factor, where you're helping me see that this person is really not good for you, and you can try to be as kind and try and, you know, fix things with them, but sometimes you just can't fix things and you need to be like, step off, bitch.
I don't think you should ever try and, like, I mean, like, okay, so on one hand, you know, like, remain trying to hold on to relationships with people in your past that you sort of, like, knew for a very specific you know, time, you know like family, whatever. You know them and you have that connection with them, and, like, if you sort of realize that like, mm-hmm. they're not helping you grow as a person, I think that's when you sort of, like, cut ties. And I think helping you sort of, like, become more not so much like, oh, like, do this, but, like, just, like, letting you know that, like, it's okay to sort of, like in the same way that you tell me it's okay to speak my mind, it's also okay for you to feel the way that you're feeling about, you know, someone or whoever.
Get upset?
Yeah.
Allow yourself. It's a struggle, though. It's a struggle because nothing hurts the most than you being brutally honest with yourself and with someone else. And then but part of that honesty is trying to understand them and being okay with what they feel, but then you feel like they don't reciprocate it. Like, they don't say, we're gonna use a really lame example right now. Say I'm like, I really like bananas.
Right.
Like, I really like potassium.
I love that. I love,
like,
that too.
Bananas.
Right.
And then I say this to someone and I'm like, I love bananas. Do you love bananas? And then they're like, no, I don't love bananas. I don't. And, you know, typically if for me, if they just leave it at, I don't love bananas, then I would be like, fine. You know, I love bananas. You don't love bananas. You can have strawberries or whatever.
Or
but
grapes.
But what if I say, I don't love bananas, and they say, or no, I say, I love bananas, and then they say, you're a fucking idiot. Bananas are gonna, you're gonna die from it one day. You're so dumb. Why do you like bananas? You know what? Potassium isn't that big of a thing. You know what sucks about you liking bananas and you doing this? You throw it in my face that you like bananas. Why the fuck do I care that you like bananas? You know, you never let me hate bananas. You always think I'm stupid. just because I hate bananas, but you know, no. No. Bananas are the most dumbest thing in the world, and anyone who likes them are like bananas. Potassium-filled dick bags. So for me, that's what I feel like that very dumb example that I just did there.
Yeah,
that,
I guess...
some of the arguments that I feel like is happening between me, a lover of bananas, and someone who just...
who hates bananas.
But then they stop attacking the ideal... they stop arguing with you about their own ideals. They start hating and attacking you.
Because you love bananas.
But guess what? I love bananas, and I love this person. And I love them the exact same. But it does. So, like, recently something happened to me which made me feel like I'm stupid for loving bananas. I'm just using bananas as a way to hide the real shit that went down.
Live your truth, girl. Live your truth. Go on with your bad self.
I'm doing this to be smart because sometimes I'm too honest. Like, I'm going to say one thing. Facebook. Love it. Follow us, Good Deeds with Marshall, forever. Follow us, like us, tweet us. It's all Good Deeds with Marshall, gooddeedswithmarshall@gmail.com to email us, you know. We don't have a P.O. box. What?
Leave a review. Review. Review.
Oh, that's scary.
Do it. I don't do it.
Tweet us.
Facebook, you know, hate MySpace, send me a P.O. box, a letter in the mail, please.
Do you have a P.O. box? Can't send you a P.O. box. With
if they try,
you have to open one and pay for that shit.
I mean, I have one.
Do you want to give out your...
Look for my P.O. box on our social media. Go on with your story.
That's worse. Email him if you want to send him something, and then he might give you a P.O. box.
Email me. Good deeds with... What?
Good deeds with Marshall at gmail.com.
Email me and tell me what you're going to send. Tell me what you're going to send. And, the size of it, the weight of it. And then I'll give you my P.O. box, and then you can send it to me whenever. Thank you.
Don't lie, though. Unless it's April Fool's. But anyways, so what were we saying? We were saying... okay, so I was, like, about to go on about Facebook. I've never been the type to, like... I've had selfish moments on Facebook where I've whined or I've done that whole rant of the day thing. But I've never been the type to put my shit online and ask for approval from people. I've been the type to, like... promote myself, like, come see this show, beesh, come see this show, beesh, listen to this podcast, beesh, like, I've been the type to do that, but nothing personally. I've never let any piece of my heart out onto Facebook, except things about my dad, things that I think are socially acceptable, meaning loving my dad. But then recently, a confrontation went down, and I wanted to, with a family, and I wanted to nip it in the bud. And then I thought I was being really courageous by leaving it as and letting... is someone knocking on our studio door?
Do we have a special guest?
Do we have a special guest? Okay, so we have a special guest. This person's name is...
listener 116789010.
That's not her cell number. Don't call my older sister Desiree. I mean, what? That's not who it is. What? It's not Desi. So not Desi. Hi, one second. I'm just talking about stuff that happened on Facebook. She was a part of it, but more so she got...
why are you getting into that?
Because I can, and it's my podcast. Don't worry, I'm not saying names, Desiree. Okay, so this is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is actually going to be on our podcast, so anything you say is happening on our podcast. And now there's a cat in the studio. This is a mess, guys. But okay, here's what's happening. Here's what went down. Here's what's going down. So basically on Facebook, things went down, and I thought I was being really brave by letting it slide, by letting my family have their argument. And by the way, it was on my page with all my professional peers and professors could see, and a lot of them did witness it. Stop calling the kid. Don't sit there. This is professional. Stay off the bed. We can't make too many sounds. She's messing up our podcast. Technical difficulties.
We'll fix it all in post.
May's gonna hate us right now. May is gonna hate us. So anyways, you be quiet unless we tell you to talk. And I'm talking to the cat, not you, Dan. I'm talking to both of you. But, okay, so what I was saying about Facebook...
Okay, start all over again.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, it's a guest. Hey, she's not going to lay on her bed. Hey, she's not going to talk and call her kitty while she comes into our studio while we're trying to be professional. What? Okay, on with what I was saying. Facebook. This is going to be the fourth time I repeated this, but this is going to be the last time. I thought I was being brave. I thought I was being smart by letting all my dark shit out into the world on Facebook, out into the world like everyone watches my Facebook. I thought I was being okay by letting
You would be shocked at just like how many people actually watch Facebook. Like, I think a lot of people don't want to admit, but they spend a lot of time on Facebook just, you know, watching. Go on.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. But, so, I let my family, it wasn't even mostly me, I let my family argue back and forth and just like really get into the gritty dark history, which I've spoken about before, which you've probably seen if you've seen my stand-up, which basically you'll know if you know me, you'll know, because I'm not ashamed of it. And so I thought by me being not ashamed on Facebook and letting them freak out, they'll see, or they'll like, it'll be okay. It'll make it okay to have dysfunctional families. It'll make it okay that when I do get out into this industry, because I am in this industry, but when I get out there more and I'm more publicly known, that if anything from my past happens to stir up or come up, people will realize that I think it's okay. It's okay to have these problems, and I'm not ashamed of it. What I didn't realize is how ghetto my aunties and my family members can get. Like, I had family members saying, "How about dat?" And I didn't even know what that was about. So I had to go look up Dr. Phil and hear the "How about dat, girl?" And then the funny thing is, it was my older relative talking to my little brother saying, "How about dat?" And this was like some Maury, first-class Maury shit.
This is when, like, I wish we had, like, a soundboard and we could just, like, play, like...
How everything about that? Yeah.
Maury. It's a song, Maury. Actually.
Everything's a song.
It's a song, yeah. Yeah.
But, like, so this stuff was happening, and I took a step back because, okay, there was some really deep lows, but I felt like people were saying, "Hey, I've been holding this in for 10 years," and I'm like, but you say it on my Facebook, on a happy memory that I have, and a lot of the family members are being completely civil and just asking about it. But I left it alone for a full day, and you know what? That was the most commented picture I've ever had on Facebook. And in 5 years, Facebook is gonna be like, "Hey, remember this memory? You had 27 comments on it."
I mean, if it lasts that long.
Oh, Facebook. You deleted it.
I'm getting there. Oh my God, she's so bad at this, guys. She's so bad at podcasts. So yeah, I deleted it, but that before I was struggling with that. I didn't want to delete it. I didn't want to push it in the dark, but then I realized I was being hurt by it, and I wasn't allowing myself to feel that anger and hurt. And then I had family members saying, "Hey, you should just delete it or block this person." I'm like, "No, I love that person. Why would I do that?" And it was just all these conflicting reasons because I don't see these people face to face, so we can't have it out. And these conversations, like, with the banana thing I was saying before, it stopped being about their own personal hurt and blame and everything. It stopped being about just the basics, "I disagree with you," and it started being about, "I'm going to attack you personally, and I'm not going to care what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it on Deidre's Facebook, and I'm just going to not hold back," even though you would think the reason why we're all fighting, I assume, is because of my dad, that he would be watching, or you would think they would realize how pissed off he would be about the treatment, and not just us, the way they would treat his own kids, the way I'm, and by the way, a lot of people probably are like, listening to this and be like, "What is she on about? Details. I ain't gonna give you those details.
I think one of the things that I think you need to realize is that, like, whenever stuff like this goes down, it has absolutely nothing to do with you and with who you are as a person and whatever you're doing, and everything to do with the person who is projecting this hate, as you were saying, this need to tear you down because of, like, you loving bananas and stuff.
yeah, thank you for saying that.
That's their issue, and that has nothing to do with you. And that was one thing that I had to learn, something that, like, a very wonderful person once told me, is that, like, whenever there's things going on, or, like, you're feeling, like, I guess, like attacked by someone or whatever, it has nothing to do with you at the end of the day, and everything to do with that person and how they see themselves in relation to you, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, but you would think, okay, there's, like, two things that I realized. A lot of my people I grew up with that I only knew that I loved, family or friends, they don't realize what I do now. So for me, I took a step back after feeling the hurt and after just being in complete utter disbelief at the lack of respect or care, as you were saying, like, just like stepping back. I thought it was so funny that they had no problem doing this on a person who they call Hollywood. Like, oh, you're gonna go to Hollywood, you're gonna be famous, you're gonna do all this stuff because I'm an entertainer and I went to university for this and this is what I'm doing with my life. Previously, they'd be congratulating, oh, good job on your play, your podcast and everything. But then they go and they talk on my Facebook page, where my Facebook page will be a public platform where people in the industry do witness it. And I'm like, you're just giving me more ammo for my stand-up and stuff. And so I made... really, like, it was really late into the night and I was feeling all these weird contrived feelings, judgments, and about myself and about what I was doing and if it was strong or if it was right or if it was even a big deal, because social media is unfortunately the most time some families communicate nowadays from far away. And I made this video, which I thought was hilarious. I was like, okay, everyone who aren't my family members, I made it all up. I hacked into people's accounts. I made a script. It was a live action soap opera, and these are characters I created. They're all fake. And then I was like, jokes. Of course they're not fake. But
that's,
I honestly
actually a really
feel
good,
like,
idea for a play, though.
No. I feel like I could use a lot of my family as inspirations for a play. Actually, most of my professors who know my life story, believe me, they do. And if they didn't, they know now from reading that conversation or listening to this podcast. I have a dysfunctional life. That's fine. Cool. Whatever. Made me smarter. Not really. But, so, like, I made this video, and then immediately a relative was like, that is so disrespectful. And I'm like, so I'm disrespecting y'all's very public, disrespectful conversation on my page. But then I immediately deleted the video because I realized it's not fun to let things ride out. And I tried to be civil and try and listen to other people's opinions, but then I was getting hurt by what they were saying about each other. And then just the outcry, as you were saying, the projection that they were putting on me or other family members, and I wasn't really taking any sides. I just felt so sad for my younger sibling who never experienced this before, him being attacked by his own family, and it's something that me and my older sister, so I was bullying her before, it was way worse than that. We knew since we were young, being attacked by that. And then, yeah, sure, even my older brother was probably attacked by other family members and judged and everything. And it was the first time seeing my little brother do that, and I had to take a step back and say, okay, he's 18, he can take care of himself, he's good, but it still hurts to be attacked by people you love and about such a serious topic that they may not understand. And so my whole thing was keeping it on, to have the courage to be that and let it be seen and noticed. And I know that when I made a joke about talking about it on the podcast, as I'm doing right now, a lot of people were very mad at me about doing that. And, like, even when Desi came in, she's like, why are you talking about this? And I'm like, because it needs to be talked about. Because on this podcast, we call it Good Deeds with Marshall, because generally we talk about really hard stuff that happens in our lives that people do to us or that we accidentally have done to others that we regret. And we talk about it to make it okay, to say that it's okay that we go through these things as long as you're looking to the positive and always, you know, you learn and you grow from it and you also know you're not alone. So, like, when my little sister came on and talked about her seizures, she didn't say much, but what she said was enough to let people know, like, the severity of it and, like, her own personal truth or anything my co-host Marshall has said in the past. The reason why we talk about these heavy subjects is because it's needed. Because I know there's countless times when I've felt alone and that no one got me, or maybe I was a bit too self-absorbed and I'm like, ooh, woe is me. But then if you, like, listen to someone, a complete stranger, and you hear their story and you're like, oh, okay, so it's not just me. So there are ways, paths, and things to move forward. This is why my nickname is Mighty Mouth. Carry on, Marshall. I don't know what to say anymore. I just know I'm so emotional about it.
I think it's definitely okay to be emotional about it. I think one thing, though, to keep in mind is that that's them. That's not who you are. It's not the path that you're going on.
But it's so funny. So don't
let it affect you in a negative way. Let it be funny. Laugh at it. Write a play. Write a musical. Write a rock opera or whatever it's called.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. On the topic of rock operas, we actually have a special guest coming up.
Who?
A very special guest. Can I get a drum roll?
Desi said she's asleep right now. are you gonna go? Okay, so this is a new segment. A new segment in our podcast is when our good co-host Marshall goes to wake up our other guest, and I talk with my sister. Hey, Des.
Hi.
So, how are you doing?
Tired.
Anything you want to say to the Good Deeds with Marshall crew?
Not really.
Nothing? Nothing you want to get out? What do you like about being good to others? What does that involve?
What do you mean?
Okay, one thing is never interrupt others, right? And let them speak. So?
You don't do that.
Hey, look, our new guest. That was a bit. I was waiting for that.
That was. Except you literally usually don't do that.
No, I don't. That was part of my nickname, Mighty Mouth.
I don't
Mouth.
Even have to talk on the phone.
All right.
I just put it down.
So as I was saying,
yes,
we have this glorious guest here, the very own Lethbridge Born and Bred. Stephanie Wickham.
Hi.
Yay!
Jazz hands.
This is how.
That's how you clap in sign language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sign language.
But clap. We can actually clap. You know, it's a podcast. No one's going to see that.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
So
well, I'm good. I don't know about
you. We got interrupted. Like, we got someone like Kool-Aid Man, oh yeah, knocking on our door, coming in here and disrupting our podcast, telling us how she needs to sleep on her bed.
But like, it's this her is room.
No, it's a studio.
It's my,
so we got shh. Magic. Our magic is gone, Marshall.
We're on tour.
Yeah.
This is our first stop to our world tour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I feel so honored.
So we were actually talking about early on in the podcast about audition prep.
Oh, yeah.
Steph, how do you prepare for an audition?
She's an actor. Why don't you give them a bio on yourself?
Yes, oh. Okay,
they just know her as Stephanie Wickham.
Tell everybody who you are.
What you do.
What your favorite color is, what your favorite tea is, your hobbies, your interests, your hopes, your dreams, your goals, everything.
Okay, so I'm Stephanie Wickham. I'm born and raised in Lethbridge, Alberta. Soon to be moving to Calgary.
Yes.
Finally. Yay. I've just finished my Bachelor of Fine Arts in Performance and Dramatic Arts at the University of Lethbridge with these two lovely people here, so that's really cool.
Nepotism, that's why she's on the show.
I want to inspire people, so that's why I do art. My favorite tea is pretty much any herbal tea you can get at David's Tea, because why not? Or matcha tea.
We're not sponsored. Sponsor us.
Hashtag sponsor, hashtag ad, hashtag smash that.
All of that.
Smash that like button.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. I was thinking, smack that.
I've been watching a little bit too much of, like, Jenna and Julian podcasts lately, so.
Right.
So, what you're saying is we're gonna, like, we're not using our own stuff, we're gonna have some of their influence.
I've been watching a little bit too much of it.
See, she says watching too, not listen, so that's great.
They
do it on a YouTube video.
It's a vodcast?
Yeah.
When will we be that good, Marshall?
Never.
Okay.
Anyways,
so, continue on. Give them your bio. Like, what do you
think?
I want to make art. Eventually, I'd love to be living in New York and just making art. Maybe one day own my own little art studio. Ooh, I scared the cat. Own my own little, like, drama studio where I can help people achieve their dreams.
Nice.
She sounds so high right now, but she's just really tired because Mark will work her
tired.
Out.
No,
our flight got in really late.
It is 2 a.m, so.
Yeah.
It was that Air Canada Delta airline.
Okay, I'm worried because even though I don't think I sound like my sister, a lot of people say we sound the same, so they're going to think, like, it's just Deidre having, like, a split personality on
here.
We'll
find out in post for sure. Back to my original question, how do you prepare for an audition, Stephanie Wickham?
First I figure out what I'm doing for an audition, so whether that be two contrasting monologues or two contrasting pieces of musical theater, I pick out those pieces first and then I work at them, work at memorizing it, then I work on polishing. Self-care is important too. Make sure I take care of myself while I'm prepping for an audition.
So you stretch, you eat, do all of that.
I do a lot of reading. I read a lot of books.
Nice.
Reading kind of calms me down. I go for walks and I'll go to the gym with my monologues or my lyrics and I'll put them in front of me on a treadmill, and sometimes that's how I'll memorize it. I'll go for a walk on the treadmill and just keep reading it. People think I'm crazy for that, but you know what?
That's fine.
It works.
I once showered with a monologue.
Did you?
I taped it on the wall, on the opposite wall of the shower head, and that's how I learned it.
That's great, actually.
It was Shakespeare, yeah.
Shakespeare's always a little bit harder to memorize than, like, say,
I showered with it,
monologue.
I would put it on the cereal box, it was, yeah.
You gotta eat, sleep, live, and breathe your audition prep stuff.
Because that's the job. You audition until you get the job. That's the best advice I've given. Deidre, your job right now is auditioning, but when you get the job, then your other job starts. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, like, I think this like, work itself, like, comes in stages, right?
Oh, definitely.
We are all new fawns trying to walk. Don't attack my foot, cat.
Well,
don't.
It's in this field especially, because you're going to get gigs where you are either going to get paid for it or it's just me volunteering, but don't turn down a gig even if you're not getting paid because you have your day job on top of that. Do a gig because you want to do a gig and get the experience and everything. It counts towards your future. So.
Exactly.
So, do you want to tell your fans to watch Good Deeds with Marshall right now? Just, you know, promote our show while you're on our show.
Hashtag Good Deeds with Marshall. Hashtag watch it. Hashtag advertising.
I love it.
It's beautiful. Okay, we need to go to sleep.
We do a thing where we look at everyone's horoscopes.
Oh.
So I would like to do a live reading of yours.
Oh, sure.
Should we do my sister's as well?
Yes, let's do it.
Because she just, we're in her studio right now. So.
Of course. Now, let me take a guess. When is your birthday?
Mine?
Yes.
That's in November.
Okay, one sec.
You don't know.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did
so
you know
Deidre,
that?
When's my birthday?
That is not my name on this show.
Deeds, when's my birthday? You're just trying to hide the fact you don't know where my birthday is.
When is your birthday?
I don't know, what hard is it?
June.
No.
May.
No.
July.
Are you serious?
March.
September.
Okay, what day?
24th?
Oh.
No, I don't know.
That's why I wanted her to tell me, because she's horrible at birthdays.
I am. What's your thing? You're a Leo, right?
No, I'm a Pisces on March 12th.
March 12th, that's my favorite day of the year.
Like, well, really?
That's kind of, yeah.
Miss Congeniality. My favorite, my perfect date is April
25th. Because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Pisces.
So Deidre.
What?
When's your birthday?
Oh my god, that is not my name on the podcast.
Kind of Deeds. When yes. is your birthday?
I know when my birthday is.
You did it 1 year.
Yeah, I know. And I've told them that before. We were very honest on this podcast. Okay, so we're going to do the horoscopes and then we're going to say goodbye. And good night.
I love that.
Because this is going to hell in a handbag, as they say.
Handbasket.
Oh my gosh.
Read the horoscope. Yeah,
I'm trying. You feel like you have a stone strapped to your back, Pisces. The further you walk with this load, the slower you go, and the more hunched over you will be by the time you reach your destination. Unloaded the stone from your pack. Realize that this break in your journey will help you make much better time in the long run and save you from a great deal of physical strain. That is your horoscope. What do you think about it?
Quite dark, actually.
Physical strain, I feel that.
Go, please.
I sense you are in the process of a move, or like adjusting to a move, like,
yeah,
you know.
Says in a room full of boxes.
He's like a psychic.
I envision
you have history and a past life.
Why are you
taking place in a residential school? Well, you're on a reserve, psychic. No, that has nothing to do with this. I swear. I envision. You were a drag queen once. You've seen my show yesterday, psychic. What are you on about? You know, it's that kind
of
thing.
Right, of course.
Yeah,
you have to say about her horoscope, Miss Analyzer?
Well, she's my older sister, and I think people can realize that the little child in me comes out when she's near me, and I'm like, gosh, that's not my name on my podcast. Respect me as an adult.
That's not you at all.
Stop it. Don't ruin my dream.
The illusion?
Yes, you are. I am Napoleon, and that is it. Okay, so what I think is, honestly, I think about being the heavy load and wanting to carry things on herself, I feel like a lot of the times you, my older sister, you hide a lot of things, and you don't, like... We sometimes talk about how you're more of an introvert with your feelings and you don't know how to get it out and it's really stressful and things end awry. My sister is way more of an introvert than you in the sense that she will hide all the things that is paining her, and she will literally cry alone with me beside her and then apologize if she wakes me up. Like, that's the kind of person... And right now, she doesn't even care. This is what I'm talking about. She's blocking it out. The emotional shit I'm laying on about her. And so I feel like, honestly, she needs to relieve some of that. She needs to take up kickboxing, beat up a person, do something maybe violent, maybe not. Maybe cooking class or something.
Right.
And she needs to realize it's okay to fucking be... yourself. And be angry. And be upset.
We all are on our own journeys.
You're doing that smirk that you do to guide your actual feelings. I knew it. I knew it when I turned around. You would be looking at me with that look. She has a smirk, guys. And since she looks like me, I'll recreate it later on. Watch my Facebook Live. Anyways, Scorpio, your turn.
Yo.
Do you have a specific request for a dialect of sorts?
Now you just read it.
Okay, cool. Look to older figures for advice today, Scorpio. Seek counsel with a parent or grandparent on issues you feel strongly about. Relationships with older people are likely to go especially well, and you will find you can break through barriers that may have existed between you and a certain member of your family. Make a conscious effort to patch any rifts among your closest kin.
Hmm.
How does that make you feel?
Well, the whole talking to people who are older than me kind of makes sense, because I talk to my mom about everything, and she's kind of... My mom and my dad are the two people I talk to the most about...
Someone else is talking.
No, what are you saying?
I was just warning Marshall that the cat's all riled up and playful right now. He doesn't want pets, he wants to play.
Yeah. But no, like, my parents are the people who guide me the most in this world, and I'm very thankful for that. And, yeah, that kind of, like, I've always only ever been in a relationship with people who are older than me. The one time I dated someone younger than me, mm-hmm. that was kind of a shit show, but...
I can see that, especially if they're still in diapers, like, it would be just 100% of a shit show if you date someone younger than you. Don't date babies, people.
Freshly 18, still a baby.
Yeah. See, I was taking it literally, or figuratively. Okay, so here's what's going to happen now. We are going to try and be as professional about closing out the show. Please, no talk from the cat and from the sister.
The cat's not trying to talk, the cat's trying to eat the phone.
All right, this was Good Deeds with Marshall, episode 7. Please follow us at our Twitter handle.
Twitter.com/deedswithmarsh.
Because our names are too long for the full one.
Basically, it's a long story. Facebook.com/gooddeedswithmarshall. Email us a question and send me a P.O. box at...
gmail.com. Send you a P.O. box.
And you know, send me some hate mail, some fan mail, some chocolate. I love chocolate. Bath and Body Works candles. I take it all.
All right. So I'm going to pass over our recording device. You know what? The magic of the show is ruined. This is what happens when you work with family in not a like more constructive zone. They just blow away all your magic. No one thinks I'm Napoleon now, Marshall. I'm so sad.
I don't know if they thought that in the first place. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Take care, and you know, just stay beautiful. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.